the Fury Electric studio. He can walk you through. But
okay,
we're having you on not only to welcome you with your new endeavor, but also to talk about Oscars and Catherine Webb, which I saw you had a write up about her.
Hello.
This week. Hello. As well, and she was all the rage. You don't have her phone number, do you? Because Pat wanted to call her.
Just to congratulate her on a recent success. That's
yes, absolutely.
What was it? I read through the write-up, and I'm trying to remember what was all in there. But you had a few items of note in there. What did you take away from your understanding of Catherine Webb?
Well, first of all, I think she's a very pretty lady, just like everybody else does. But I also think that she's got some nice class about her. I kind of dig that when she was on the Today Show, she was talking about you know, the focus shouldn't be on her. It should be on the game and A.G. McCarron and his great playing. And I liked that she said that Brent didn't do anything wrong. That, you know, he wasn't, like, being disgusting. He was calling her beautiful. I kind of agree with that, frankly.
Do you have a problem? Because she also said this specifically, and I don't know when this became taboo, but do you have a problem with somebody calling you hot or sexy?
No. It's a great compliment.
Well, apparently...
I mean, either or, it doesn't matter.
Because she said specifically, it's not like he said we were hot or sexy. He said we were beautiful and gorgeous, which he didn't say gorgeous. She threw that in.
Yeah, yeah.
Admittedly, it's applicable.
I was about to say, it fits.
But nevertheless, and then Danica Patrick last year made a big stink about how she goes, I don't know why when somebody finds a female athlete attractive, they have to call them sexy or hot. And I'm like, well, you walk around in your underwear for a GoDaddy commercial, so you have nothing to say about the whole deal. I don't know how you could possibly complain. But, I mean, in general, I don't know when that became a negative for a woman to be called hot. I guess I missed that.
I think especially in this scenario when it's a much older man and it's on television, if he had gone on and been like, she's so sexy, did you see her in her bikini, that would have been a little bit objectifying and a little bit skeezy, but calling her beautiful is not.
Yeah. Skeezy, I love that word.
First of all, Brent Musburger, this isn't his first rodeo. Game, set, match, Musburger wins again. This girl goes on the Today Show, was it, and just says how Musburger did exactly what he needed to do. He sits back like that, and everybody wants to be able to play his game. His game is airtight when it comes to the commentating game and how to talk to a lady.
Look,
sitting in the stands. His game's airtight. He's just been doing it for so long.
It's just like in the workplace, okay? The line between sexual harassment and friendly flirting is how you look when you're delivering it. So if a guy in your office looks like Brent Musburger comes up and says, man, you're looking fine today, that's a sexual harassment lawsuit waiting to happen. If Kirk Herbstreit walks up to you in your office and says, wow, you look fine today, you're trying to get yourself a date with Kirk Herbstreit. That's how that works.
Yeah, but you're missing the point here, because my man Musburger got the nod. She gave him the yes, sir. Okay, I'll take a compliment from my man Musburger. I'm telling you, you can't mess with that guy.
Because he's so disgraceful that there is no threat whatsoever. It's all
Maybe
good.
That's the case. Yeah.
It's all good.
Yikes.
It's all good. Okay, let's move on to something far more relevant than that, and that would be the Oscars. When you looked at the nominee list, what stood out to you about what was missing as far as nominations go?
I'm not going to lie. I almost am taking it personally. I'm so upset about Ben Affleck not getting nominated for Best Director.
Because he's good looking.
He actually won last night on the Critics' Choice Awards. He was kind of the one everyone thought was going to win, that it was going to be a battle between him and Catherine Bigelow for Zero Dark Thirty, and then neither of them got nominated. It's so weird.
Right. It is weird.
It's so weird.
You know, I saw, I'm trying to think what the movie was. It must have been, what was the Bill Murray movie when first series movie, the one with Scarlett Johansson where she
Lost
was,
in Translation.
Lost in Translation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was reading a thing, and I think it was in GQ, and he was talking about how he said when it came up, he said, and I didn't win. He said, I was almost surprised. He said, because I'd won everything else, I just assumed that I would win. And now for these folks, I mean, I would guess they would have assumed that they would be nominated at the very least for these movies.
Yeah, I mean, when you're nominated in every other award and you're winning it, you know, you've got your speech pre-written. You're ready to go for Oscars. I think it was just... sad. I'm sad for Ben Affleck. He deserved it. This is the third movie in a row that was truly great that he directed, and he deserves to be pat on the back for it.
What were the other two?
The other two were Gone Baby Gone and The Town.
Yeah. Pat, big fan of all those.
The Town,
I thought you liked that.
That was decent. It was decent. Sorry.
Whoa.
Thank God. Are you okay over there? Somebody,
they're
get to her
words
fast.
Over there.
And sorry. Pat's a Boston guy.
Well, I mean, just because I grew up around that, near the, about a mile from that neighborhood. So, you know, I'm going to nitpick it. Probably it's not fair.
Oh, it's not accurate enough. Yeah, all the bank robbers in your neighborhood look different than those guys.
No, that was actually based on a true story.
I know. The drugged out Hoosies just aren't
I just don't like Irish Americans being.
How do you want Irish Americans to be portrayed? As a bunch of football players who get smashed by a bunch of Southern dudes?
That's a low blow.
Okay, sorry. Oh, jeez.
Hang on now.
Sorry, okay.
That I got to take a little exception
to. Oh, you know I love you. Look, anything for Anaheim Turkey, whatever you want me to say, Don, I'll do it. Okay, so who are, do you have a, some, like, okay, let me just ask you this. Of the major categories between actor, actress, I'll even give you the supportings, director and movie, or best picture as they call it in Fancy Town, what would you bet your yearly earnings on? What would you bet this year's paycheck on if you had to pick one to ride?
Sure. I think the absolute safest bet in all of the categories is best actor. No one is going to beat Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln.
Did you talk at all on the website this week? Did you talk on the website this week at all about how he originally turned this thing down?
No, we didn't. Not this week. But, yeah.
Okay.
He's still fabulous for it, and he's amazing in it. Personally, I found the movie a bit of a snooze, but that's me.
I saw a tweet, which I hope is not true, and considering who it was coming from, I don't know if anything he says is true, but your boy Eric Casilius,
yes,
had a tweet yesterday I saw. Somebody else had retweeted it because I don't follow him, but he said something to the effect of that the Lakers went to see it and that several of the team's players didn't realize it was a true story.
Kobe made that comment.
Oh,
I don't believe that.
No.
A lot of the guys were shocked at the end when he actually got killed.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a
comment. It wasn't the Hollywood ending they were hoping for, but I don't know that I believe that so much.
It's, I really
it's
hope
story,
that's
though.
Not true.
Yeah.
You know, I thought
somewhere
it was
in America,
when they came
that
out
that
there were a lot of people who didn't know the Titanic was a true story. I mean, not the movie,
yeah.
But the fact that it sank.
Yeah. It was a sad deal. It's a bummer, you know. And you'd think I'm still upset. Everybody I know is still upset that Kate Winslet didn't slide over on that big door that she was laying on and make a little room for Leo. I mean, that's what true love is.
Yeah.
You know what true love is? True love is, yeah. True love is you take a header into the ocean and let him climb up on the door. That's true love. Now that would have been a great ending
that's
to the story.
Don't get the two confused.
Okay. I guess that's probably true. Thank you, Don. Let me ask you about Silver Linings Playbook. I haven't seen it yet, but I have a hard time with this. It seems to me to be a basically an A-list actor chick flick. Am I way off on this? Is it much more than that? I guess to get a best picture out, it's got to be. But I haven't seen it, admittedly, but it just seems like I'm thinking, okay, I watched the preview, and I kind of read a little bit of the synopsis on it, and I'm thinking, okay, it's a chick flick. And I'm thinking, Silver Linings Playbook. Have you seen it, Brianne?
I have. I love this movie. I think it's great.
Okay.
I totally know where you're coming from on that, but I think it transcends chick flickiness. For starters, you've got it it's directed by David O. Russell, who did The Fighter, who's done a lot of really mm-hmm. masculine movies. So you should put a little faith in that. And, you know, I think there have been a handful of movies kind of like it that have done well at the Oscars that I know many men who love, including, like, As Good as It Gets. Do you remember that movie with Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt?
Yeah, I did like that movie, actually.
That was an awesome movie.
Oh, well, there we go. Wait, one of you said it was awesome and one said I didn't like it.
I did. No, Don.
No. We both liked it. I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot. Of course, I've always had a huge crush on Helen Hunt, so that didn't hurt. But
see, I think Helen Hunt's extremely unattractive, but
I
think Jack Nicholson is... Nobody plays Jack Nicholson better than Jack Nicholson. He's really good at being himself, and he was, once again, himself, and he was great in that movie, and he gets an Academy Award again for playing Jack Nicholson.
Exactly. But,
it was a good movie.
Being, it's a very performance-driven movie. It's really good, and it's in many ways, you would make the same argument that it's chick flick with Oscar bait. So I say go see it. I think you're going to like it.
Okay. What was the most entertaining movie you saw of the Best Picture nominees?
I would say Argo and Silver Linings Playbook. I loved them both.
Really? Okay. All right. Did you see Django?
That's the only one I haven't seen.
Okay.
I'm doing
I haven't seen it either.
So I don't have to say I haven't seen it yet.
There's been a lot of talk about it, so I'm excited about seeing it, but I have not seen it. I, of course, haven't seen anything with my two young boys, I find myself catching. Yeah. If it's not on DVD, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, exactly. And if
well,
it's not
I think if you can sneak to the theaters, the one movie you should see is Argo.
Okay. And that'll be on DVD, I guess, in no time, right?
Yeah, it should be.
Or yeah, probably. It came out in September.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's probably, yeah, it's got to be coming. Come on now. All right.
Sorry, Brent. What you don't know is that I've got two small boys at my house, too, so we have kind of the same issue. And, you know, it's one of those things that if it's not appropriate for kids, we don't really watch
yeah.
it at our house.
Well, no, because by the time they're in bed, I'm ready for bed.
Yeah,
so,
I'm already done.
Yeah, Brian, I'm 38 going on 84. What? Tell me about this young young lady, the 9-year-old that was nominated for Beasts of the Southern Wild, and we made a valiant attempt to pronounce her name yesterday. Failed miserably, I'm sure.
Nobody knew.
Okay,
though,
I've
no
got this down. I actually studied and practiced. It's Quvenzhané.
She's a Cajun gal, right? She's from southern Louisiana, right?
Yes.
Yes.
She is 9 years old. She was 5 or 6 when she filmed the movie. Very impressive. Technically, she's not the youngest nominee ever. Everybody's touting her that way. But way back in the Stone Ages, they actually had an award specifically for young actors, and Shirley Temple won it at age 6. However, wow. In the modern age, she is, and especially if you go by how old she was when she shot the movie. So, pretty impressive, and she is amazing in it.
What Tatum O'Neill was that a supporting actress in Paper Moon
supporting.
Back in the day?
Yep.
And how old was she?
She was older than Quvenzhané Wallace.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
She was like 10 or 11.
Okay, very good. So, how's the transition been for you?
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. This, working for the Yahoo Entertainment team is great.
How far is your move been geographically from office to office?
About 2 blocks.
That's nice.
That's not too bad.
It's good being in a big metropolitan area because there's all kinds of neat things in between those 2 blocks, I'm sure. So, That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been great.
So what are you looking forward to in the next couple months that's coming out?
Of the movies, I am really excited about Warm Bodies, the zombie movie. Jonathan Levine is a great comedic director. He did 50-50, and I really like Teresa Palmer. I think it's going to be really fun. What do you guys think? Have you seen the trailer for that one?
I actually haven't. When you said Warm Bodies, my mind was racing.
Yeah, I went to a different place. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. That was a different deal. But what else is coming out?
Well, you've got A Good Day to Die Hard, just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You know,
back
swoon
comes Bruce
and
Willis,
take your loved
alive.
One to see a Die Hard movie. It's great.
Yeah.
So is he going to be in an airport, or is he going to be in a tunnel, or
probably
all
of the
above. New York City, or
he fights terrorists from the belly of a whale.
Awesome.
Very exciting.
Like Jonah. That's fantastic.
but I have to say that my number one movie I'm looking forward to in 2013 is Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that's one I'm looking forward to seeing.
More than the next Avengers movie?
Yeah.
The next Avengers movie won't be for another 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, then, all right. That's easy. I do love Iron Man.
No, this is allegedly the last one that he's going to do, right? Or he's publicly stated he doesn't want to do another Iron Man. Is that correct?
I don't know. I think we'll have to wait and see what happens after the second Avengers movie.
Let me totally put you on the spot. We've had, like, 6 Batman, so if you were going to replace Iron Man, and I would think that's perfectly cast with Downey because he plays a smart aleck better than everybody.
He's amazing.
Who would be the next in line? Who would be a good guy to put in there?
Oh,
that's
that is hard.
Oh, that's
hard. You really asked
great Green
the
Hornet.
Toughest question.
I know. Well, that's what I do.
Well, it wouldn't be any of those old farts that are nominated for Oscars, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis cannot be Iron Man.
What about Harrison Ford? No.
Do you have a strong feeling on the animated feature? Because one thing I do have with a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old is I've seen all these.
Oh,
there
you go.
What's your pick?
I have a strong feeling on that one. I'm on Team Wreck-It Ralph.
What is it? I'm on Team Wreck-It Ralph, too. That's a great movie. That's the best movie I saw all year.
Man, my boys walk around
it's
singing
one of my
that
favorite.
Song all the time.
Wreck-It Ralph is a great movie. Pat, you would enjoy Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, actually, you would.
I'll put it on the list. I'll put it in my queue, my Netflix queue.
Okay, there you go. All right, well, Brianne, of course, will be following your work, and we'll look forward to getting you on again. And the next time we have you on, you can give us who's going to fill in Robert Downey Jr.'s shoes.
There you go. Hey, and sometime when you make it to Little Rock, Come on down.
I'm gonna rack my brain on this and shoot you an email.
That's cool. I like it. All right. Well, don't hurt yourself. I mean, you got a lot of other important things to do. I mean, this is really the least of your worries.
What's
but
more
I got
important
you thinking
than recasting Iron Man?
I know. Really. Think about it. It's all good. Well, listen, we appreciate you. Happy New Year. We look forward to having you on many times in 2013, and we'll be following you on omg.yahoo.com.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
When are the Oscars?
It's not
February
this
10th.
Sunday. I think it's, yeah.
Okay, so maybe we'll do a recap after if that's cool. Can we do that?
Sounds good to me.
All right, very good. We'll talk to you in about a month then. Very good.
Okay.
Appreciate it very much, Brian.
Take care.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. She's always so nice.
Every time you talk to her, she's really nice.
She's really good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've listened, you know, and I always enjoy her insight and things like that.
She's good.
I don't keep up with a lot of this stuff.
We have her, and then we have, of course, Tamar Anatai, who still works with MTV. She's on quite a bit. She's very good, too. Yeah, but Brian's been on several times before, too, so I'm sure you've heard her before as well. Donnie Dugan, we appreciate you so much for my
thanks, Dukes.
Our
happy
lunch
nice
today. And check out the Cuban and Stratton's Market next door to
that's
Dugan's
right.
Pub. It is... Wow.
Yeah, I brought a Cuban sandwich up here, and it is phenomenal. So.
Brother, I mean, I didn't think anything could rival the Anaheim turkey, but we've got a rival.
That's okay. I like bettering ourselves.
Let me tell you something. I will sit back, and I will watch those two arm wrestle over best sandwich.
Well, that'd be an interesting battle.
It really would.
We're going to get 10 people lined up and see if we can do it. Maybe we'll do that on Super Bowl Sunday.
That'd be good. I bet I eat one of each.
I bet you
that's
do.
A great split. You take
well,
your,
I tell you what.
Take your loved one out, and you take half a Cuban. They get half a Cuban. You take half a turkey. They get half a turkey.
Sold.
Everybody wins. Okay, seriously.
The buttons.
It's almost unbearable. Big Baby, you can hear me?
I can hear you, Justin.
I want you to listen closely. Can you hear me now? We're going to talk to Reggie Swinton coming up in a little bit here. We're going to visit with him about what's going on with the AAU Arkansas Lions. New program going on, and also the NFL games this weekend. We'll get his picks. Geared Up Equipment and Supply. They got stuff for you, too. Geared Up Equipment.